Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today, a tribute to the Adagio, always one of my favorite movements. We're going to hear some music from all of the best, some Bach, some Fauré, some Barber, and more, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. But let's begin with some Mozart. His Piano Concerto No. 21 was completed back on March 9th in 1785. Now, it is nicknamed the Elvira Madigan, and this was the second movement of that, and this was featured in the 1967 Swedish film Elvira Madigan. The imagery in the movie was great. It was of a lazy boat ride on a placid lake. Very nice music and imagery to wake up to. Here is a great performance by Diana Ambachi. She is joined by the Ambachi Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Such beautiful images that work evokes. And a great performance as well by Diana Ambace, joined by the Ambace Chamber Orchestra. That was the Andante from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21. And we're going to continue exploring some famous adagios. Here is some lovely music performed by the Taverner Consort. This group has been around since 1973. They have a plethora of recordings from over seven centuries, everything from early medieval music right through to some contemporary, quote-unquote, new commissions. It's from intimate chamber music right through to large-scale choral works. They basically can do it all. Now, today, an offering is from a beautiful piece, Allegri's Miserere. So here is the Taverner Consort with Andrew Parrott conducting. the Taverner Concert with Andrew Parrott conducting. That was an extract from Allegri's Miserere. You're listening to CITR here at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on with some music by Foray, his Elegy for Cello and Orchestra. This was written back in 1883 and was originally conceived as part of an unfinished cello sonata. Now, Foray dedicated the work to Jules Laube, who died back in 1883. Now, originally, once again, for cello and piano, the piece was orchestrated again in 1890 at the request of the conductor, Edouard Cologne. It's also been featured in a lot of movies and in the documentary La Vie Moderne, which was done back in 2008 by the French director Raymond Depardon. Today we're going to hear a beautiful performance by Paul Tortelier.
Thank you.
Paul Tortelier. That was Fauré's Algae for cello and orchestra. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we cannot continue a celebration of adagios without one by Bach. Now, all of his second movements resonate exquisite beauty, as can be attested to in this next offering from his Concerto for Two Violins. Today, a performance by Jonathan Rees and Jane Murdoch.
Thank you.
A masterpiece. It always brings me to tears. That was a performance by Jonathan Rees and Jane Murdoch on violin. They were joined by the members of the Scottish Ensemble, and that was the beautiful second movement from Bach's Concerto for Two Violins. Now, today as we explore famous adagio, I would be amiss not to program this next selection. I'm speaking about Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. This is one of the most poignant and romantic pieces that I know of. It was arranged for string orchestra from the second movement, actually, of his string quartet, Opus 11. It was performed for the first time in 1938 in a radio broadcast from New York studio, attended by an invited audience and conducted by none other than Arturo Toscanini, who also later took the piece on tour to Europe and South America. Today, another celebrated performance, the Philadelphia Orchestra, with Eugene Ormandy conducting.
Thank you.
the Philadelphia Orchestra, with Eugene Ormandy conducting. And that was Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue the celebration of the Adagio today with some music by Percolesi. Now, born back in 1710, this composer, violinist, and organist was also known as a leading composer of, get this, comic opera. However, he also wrote some sacred works, and that's what we're going to hear today. His Stabat Mater was written back in 1736 and is scored for male soprano, male alto, string orchestra, and basso continuo. Now, this became one of the most frequently printed works back in the 18th century and was arranged by a lot of different composers, including, get this, J.S. Bach. Today, we're going to hear a performance by Veronique Jens and Gerhard Lesne, joined by the members of Il Seminario Musicale.
Thank you.
Veroniquians, Gerhard Lesner, and joined by the members of Il Seminario Musicale. That was an excerpt from Pergolesi's Stabat Mater. And for regular listeners of the program, you know, it's not a program without oboe music time. And today we're going to hear some music by Alessandro Marcello. His Oboe Concerto in D Minor is written for oboe, strings, and continuo. And it was so popular back in the time that there were arrangements by Bach, Vivaldi, and even a C minor, even though it was written in D minor, there was also a C minor version of the Oboe Concerto, which was published as a composition by, get this, not Alessandro, but Benedetto Marcello, who was Alessandro's brother. Well, it was a popular piece back in the 18th century, and today it's still quite popular. We're going to hear it back in its original form, and we're going to hear the middle movement, which is extremely beautiful. This is Alessandro's Marcello, the middle movement in D minor, and we've got a great performance by Joseph Kiss with the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Joseph Kiss, joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra and the beautiful Adagio from Marcello's Oboe Concerto in D minor. And you're listening to CITR here at 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And now we're going to move on to the music of Debussy, his very famous Clair de Lune. Now, this is a very tranquil piece, and it is in kind of stark contrast to Debussy's personal life, with quite a few affairs, marriages, and just, a tad bit of scandal. But it is a reflection of his sensual and quiet style. This is a performance by Maura Limpany.
Thank you.
some beautiful music. That was Maura Limpany on piano and of Debussy's Clair de Lune. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think that's all the time we have on today's program. Thank you very much for joining me in this lovely exploration of the beautiful adagios. Till next time. And I'm going to leave you now with just something a little different, a taste of La Bottine Souriante. Enjoy.